The borough's contribution toward funding of the Ketchikan Public Library led to lively discussion at Monday night's assembly meeting. A portion of the borough's non-area-wide tax is used to help fund the city-owned library. The topic came up when 2015 tax rates were discussed. The only proposed change to mill rates was a 0.6 increase for the South Tongass service area. Before considering the main motion, Assemblymember Glenn Thompson introduced an amendment to eliminate the non-area-wide tax. That motion passed 6-1, with Assemblymember Bill Rotecki voting against the amendment. Assemblymember Mike Painter asked if this was similar to a resolution passed last year that eliminated the borough's contribution to library funding. The Assembly later restored those funds after public outcry. Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst says this is a similar resolution. He says the library is a non-area-wide service and can only be funded with non-area-wide funds. After some discussion, the Assembly voted to reconsider the amendment to eliminate the tax. Thompson and Assembly members Jim Van Horn and John Harrington voted against reconsideration. Painter says he's not happy with the location or size of the facility. He says the borough is being asked to contribute funds without any say over the library's operation.
They expend an additional $100,000 a year so that it opens on Sunday. And my personal belief, I think the library in some views has changed over the years from a quiet place to go check out a book and read and do research to, for lack of better words, babysitting daycare with all kinds of programs that are going on.
Painter says if the fund is eliminated, the public will be back before the assembly. Assemblymember Bill Rotecki suggested the borough consider taking over library powers if it wants control over operations. He says if the assembly is considering cutting the budget, it's something that should be discussed with the city first. Thompson asked Bockhorst if the borough could set up its own library. Bockhorst says the borough assembly is not obligated to provide the city with money for library services except through agreement. He says the borough could set up its own library. Currently, the borough provides approximately $400,000 in non-area-wide tax funding to the city of Ketchikan. The city uses that funding for library services. Harrington asked Bockhorst what would happen if the borough provided no funding or reduced funding.
So if we had non-area-wide funds and the available of $250,000, and that's the only funds we had after our budgets process, then we could say, do you wish to do this? And they could say yes or no. And then if they said no, do we still have to provide non-area-wide library services?
You have the discretion to determine what level of non-area-wide library service you wish to provide. It could consist of a book in the North Tongass Fire Hall.
Assemblymember Alan Bailey says he's supportive of the library and library services.
It is where it is. It's not going anywhere. So I'm all past all that stuff, and it's not going to move to Shoreline Drive. It would be a disservice with this little of conversation to defund, and that's really what we're speaking of, the 0.7. And so I'm probably going to be voting against this.
Painter commented on Bailey's statement.
Mr. Bailey said it wasn't going anywhere, but it is. It's on a floating slab, and it is going.
The library is located on Copper Ridge Lane and built on fill. The Assembly voted again on the motion to eliminate a non-area-wide tax. This time it failed 6-1, with Harrington voting in favor. The main motion establishing the 2015 mill rates passed 5-2, with Bailey and Thompson voting against the motion. Also Monday night, after rejecting an amendment that would have added an aesthetics requirement as a provision of conditional use permits, the Assembly approved in second reading a rezoning request allowing mobile buildings in the city of Saxman. In other business, the Assembly passed a resolution supporting the repeal of the Cadillac tax provision in the Affordable Care Act. Thompson voted against the motion. The Assembly also passed a resolution opposing listing the Alexander Archipelago wolf under the Endangered Species Act. Rotecki voted against the motion. The Assembly voted to keep 5:30 p.m. as the start time of its regular meetings. Thompson proposed a 7 p.m. start time to allow people time to get dinner. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly is on Monday, July 6th, in Borough Assembly Chambers at the White Cliff Building. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.